The first reading at Mass today is from the second book of Kings. The high priest Hilkiah informed the scribe Shaphan, "I have found the book of the law in the temple of the Lord." Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan, who read it. Then the scribe Shaphan went to the king and reported, "Your servants have smelted down the metals available in the temple and have consigned them to the master workmen in the temple of the Lord." The scribe Shaphan also informed the king that the priest Hilkiah had given him a book and then read it aloud to the king. When the king heard the contents of the book of the law, he tore his garments and issued this command to Hilkiah the priest, "Ahikam, son of Shaphan, Achbor, son of Micaiah, the scribe Shaphan, and the king's servant Azariah, go consult the Lord for me, for the people, for all Judah, about the stipulations of this book that has been found. For the anger of the Lord has been set furiously ablaze against us, because our fathers did not obey the stipulations of this book, nor fulfill our written obligations." The king then had all the elders of Judah and of Jerusalem summoned together before him. The king went up to the temple of the Lord with all the men of Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, priests, prophets, and all the people, small and great. He had the entire contents of the book of the covenant that had been found in the temple of the Lord read out to them. Standing by the column, the king made a covenant before the Lord that they would follow him and observe his ordinances, statutes, and decrees with their whole hearts and souls, thus reviving the terms of the covenant that were written in this book. And all the people stood as participants in the covenant. The word of the Lord. And the gospel reading is from Matthew chapter 7. Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but underneath are ravenous wolves. By their fruits you will know them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Just so every good tree bears good fruit, and a rotten tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a rotten tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. So by their fruits you will know them." The Gospel of the Lord. The law given to the people of Israel contains the terms of the covenant. It's not so much an external, arbitrary imposition as it is the basis of a relationship, the terms on which they would be in relationship with this God, who is holy, who is righteous, who is just, and who therefore, if they were to be in relationship with him, required that they participate in his holiness, in his righteousness, and in his justice. So the covenant, the law given to the ancestors, was agreed at different moments in the history of the people of Israel, but is also broken at different moments in the history of the people of Israel, and is renewed again and again at different moments in the history of the people of Israel. Again and again, you offered a covenant to us and taught us through the prophets to hope for salvation. That's the way we put it in the fourth Eucharistic prayer. The first reading today recalls a particularly important moment, a particularly significant moment in this story of the relationship between God and the people of Israel. The king, Josiah, is made aware of a book of the law which has been found, and on hearing it realizes that the people have not been bearing fruit according to the terms of that law. They have not been bearing fruit appropriate to the relationship in which the Lord has established them. And so he gathers them in one of these great scenes of covenant renewal that we find through the Bible, in which the law is read to the people and they once again reaffirm their commitment to this relationship, to this agreement with God. They revive the terms of the covenant written in the book. They had not been bearing the fruit appropriate to who they were. They had been falling short, but now they stand, we're told, as participants in the covenant. Christians believe that this history is their history also, and that the latest moment in this renewal of the covenant, of the law, of the relationship between God and his people, is the one which is written in the heart of Jesus, the new covenant sealed in his blood, a new and eternal covenant confirmed by the gift of his Spirit. We are called to live this relationship, to live this friendship, to live on this basis with our God, who is holy, who is righteous, who is just, who has now revealed himself as love in the work of Jesus, the incarnate Word. And our participation in this covenant, in this relationship, is fulfilled in the fruit we bear. We are to be fruit bearers. It is not a covenant, a law, an arrangement which is imposed on us from outside, as if it were something foreign or violent to our nature or to our destiny. It is rather a covenant, a law, an agreement which brings that destiny, that call, that nature to its full flourishing, to its full fruit bearing. We see it, for example, looking back again at that time of Josiah, this revival of the terms of the covenant written in the book of the law, presided over by Jeremiah, influenced by Hosea in the book of Deuteronomy, all of them teaching us that it is from the heart that things must come. The fruit of a tree is not stuck onto it from outside by something foreign coming along. The fruit of a tree comes about through the life of the tree, emerges from the life of the tree, emerges from the roots and the sap of the tree. In the same way, our life with God, if it is to be true, must bear appropriate fruit, not a fruit that we stick on from outside or pretend to have in order to present ourselves as something that we're not, but a fruit which emerges from our own participation in the covenant, in the law, in the agreement that has been established, an arrangement revealed and sealed in the blood of Jesus Christ, confirmed by his Spirit, a Spirit of love that has been poured also into our hearts.